Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com. And the first 30 minutes of today's program will be taken up with Musique Tachiste by Michel Manier. Tachism was mostly associated with French abstract painting in the 50s and early 60s. But this record issued by the Cacophonic label, the actual LP or the music was first issued in 1957, and then it seems to have been reissued as the first release by Cacophonic. And reading from the CD notes, which the CD cover is a sort of shrunken version of what would have originally have been an LP, a vinyl LP, and all the text is likewise shrunken, which makes it somewhat difficult to read, but here we go. As our befitting and emblematic debut release, Cacophonic Records presents the first in a series of rare records by French experimentalist Michel Manier, that's spelled M-A-G-N-E. With the groundbreaking Musique Tachiste LP, a record well recognized amongst enthusiasts as one of the very earliest full-length experimental French concept albums. Part radical manifesto, part pantomime, this anti-intellectual physical reaction to the bourgeoning, as they've got spelt it here, the bourgeoning Musique Concrète movement combines found sounds and industrial noise with piano jazz alongside imposing avant-garde orchestral elements, punctuated by Manier's own hammered cymbalom flourishes. This unique artistic premiere provides an early insight into the fruitful career of a legendary soundtrack conceptual jazz composer who collaborated with Jean-Claude Vanier, Marshall Solal and Artie Kaplan, as well as founding the French Strawberry Studio at Chateau de Hérouville, where French artists like Magma, Catherine Ribeiro, Brigitte Fontaine and Ange shared diary with Terry Riley and Pink Floyd. So this piece lasts, it's actually 29 minutes. It's split into various movements, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, sort of seven distinct movements. First released in 1957, so here we go. That, of course, was the sound of the Wavelength theme tune. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And that 30-minute recording was Musique Tachiste by Michel Manier. Originally released in 1957 as a sort of concept album, and now re-released in 2013 as the sort of debut release on the Cacophonic label. So for the rest of the program, I should be playing three different versions of "I Say a Little Prayer," intended by lyricist Hal David to convey a woman's concern for her beau who's serving in the Vietnam War. "I Say a Little Prayer" was recorded by Dionne Warwick in 1966. Apparently, Bacharach's recordings with Warwick typically took no more than three takes, often only taking one. Bacharach did 10 takes on "I Say a Little Prayer" and still disliked the completed track, feeling it rushed. Anyway, it's been covered by various people. There was a hit by sort of Aretha Franklin, I think, a year later. But the three versions that I shall play in succession for the rest of the program will be the original by Dionne Warwick, followed by a 1969 version by Roland Kirk, an instrumental version. And then we end up with another sort of a fairly cacophonic version by Otomo Yoshihide.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part, oh how I'll love you. Together, together, that's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for you.
I run for the bus, dear, while riding I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you stay in my heart.
I say a little prayer for you. say a little prayer for him anyway. Gonna say a little prayer.